Volunteers gathered in South Fairbanks last weekend for the first in a handful of events leading up to the start of the 30th running of the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race on February 2nd. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, they were tasked with cranking out 5,000 trail markers for the event.
The sound of staple guns echoes inside a large, dusty warehouse in South Fairbanks. 4-foot-long wooden trail markers are spread out between sawhorses all over the place. Mark Winterstein will man this year's final Yukon Quest checkpoint and finish line in Fairbanks. He spreads thick stripes of hot pink and black paint across the tops of wooden stakes laid out in front of him.
It's always kind of like a milestone of the winter, you know. Once the quest starts, then you know as soon as it's over. It's almost March, and then the spring's coming, and so that's pretty good.
Once the painting's done, small square pieces of reflective tape are secured with staples. Race manager Alex Olison says Quest volunteers make 10,000 trail markers each year. 5,000 go to the Canadian side of the trail, and 5,000 mark the Alaskan side.
You just have to have a couple thousand ready by their first trail breaking session, which comes here early in January.
This year, Olison says inmates from the White Horse Correctional Center volunteered to make the markers for Canada.
And they did them because they're a captive audience. They were able to do them in small chunks, but just every day for like a month and a half or something, they did a couple hundred a day or something.
Reports from Eagle, a checkpoint in the middle of the trail, indicate that the Yukon River froze at a high level this year and then shifted, creating areas of jumble ice. Further downriver, locals in Circle have told Olison the river is smooth. He says he won't know for sure what the trail's like until it's completely broken. Even then, conditions can change quickly.
You just have to assume that it's going to go to hell and then get ready for that. And then if it doesn't, then you're okay.
26 teams are signed up to leave the start line on February 2nd from Whitehorse for the 30th running of the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.